This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The Food and Drug Administration is preparing to release new guidelines for people who develop medical apps, the ones that turn your tablet or smartphone into a stethoscope or allow doctors to view x-rays on their iPad. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein reports.
So you go to the club, order a couple of cocktails, but before you get back in your car, you do this. The guy breathing into your radio is Charles Yim. Yim has created Breathometer, an app that converts your smartphone into a breathalyzer. For $20, you get a sensor that plugs into the phone and voila.
In seconds, you can actually get your breath alcohol concentration level, and from there you can decide whether or not you're fit to drive.
Yim didn't find out Breathometer needed FDA approval until he submitted the app to Apple. He isn't the only developer caught off guard. The mobile medical app market is exploding, with one projection putting the global market at $26 billion by 2017. As the ranks of developers swell, attorney Areta Kupchik, who represents Yim, says the FDA is establishing clear guidelines for approval.
Where you're turning the smartphone actually into a medical device. So one example is if you're smartphone now has an app that can measure your heartbeat by, you know, putting your finger on it on the screen, and then that gets transmitted to a physician.
The FDA says most mobile medical apps won't need approval, but those like Yim's Breathometer or an app that controls the delivery of insulin will, because users depend on their accuracy.
You have now added on a large amount of cost and time to get your app to market.
Alex Mozed is president of Applico, a firm that develops apps and provides mobile strategies. Costs for lawyers' fees and testing can run into the hundreds of thousands. The extra time could be up to a year or more. Some in the industry say the red tape is stifling. Attorney Jerry Hinckley says the process may discourage some developers.
I mean, you go off and develop a killer game instead of, you know, something that's going to cure cancer.
But big picture, Hinckley says with the potential payoff, most developers will happily keep finding ways to turn a phone into something out of science fiction. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.